Meanwhile, a disturbing report about what is happening in Iran itself right now. Apparently, executions are ramping up. At least 44 political prisoners have been killed since March 18th. That, according to Iran Human Rights, an NGO based in Norway. Let's bring in Nazanin Bonyadi, a British-Iranian activist and actress born in Tehran, raised in London. Horrible stuff. Not a surprise, I suppose. The report about political prisoners executed follows what we heard last month from Amnesty International, when it warned that Iranian authorities were using the cover of wartime conditions to accelerate these arbitrary arrests, harsh prison sentences, and now it's even worse. Is that what you're hearing, too?
Thanks for having me back on, Jake. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm hearing. I mean, this is the usual pattern for the Islamic Republic. After the 2019 protests, you saw a surge of executions in 2020, and again in 2023, because of the 2022 protests, and now again. But these executions are unprecedented. We've got actually 47 is what the latest number of executions of political and security-related executions in the Islamic Republic. And of course, the thing that is really devastating is in the 14 points of the MOU, the Memorandum of Understanding between Iran and the US, the point number two points to the sovereignty of the Islamic Republic and the US, nothing about the Iranian people or the sovereignty of the Iranian people. And that's exactly what they've been fighting for their own sovereignty.
Yeah, despite the president telling the Iranian people before the war began, help is on the way.